This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk on Devil Radio 92.7. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci. Educated educators talking education.
Oh, it finally is Tim and Johnny. Evan, though, we cannot forget Evan. Evan's been holding it down, Johnny. We were thinking, you know, we might have to give you the walking papers, dude, if you didn't show back up.
Yeah, man. I mean, I was close. I mean, this month has been a blur. It's been a grind, and I've been MIA. So it's good to be back behind the mic and with you fellas and with all our listeners, because I've been able to tune in and hear you guys from the road, but woof.
Hey, it's been great. I mean, we've had some great callers. We've had some great guests and some great discussions. So, again, welcome back. And I know you've been out at the conference beat, making sure that the importance of the work that we do is proclaimed loudly. You are an educated educator who talks education. It is 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. If you want to call us, we're ready for you. I haven't even put it out there, Johnny, but hey, the 74million.org, okay, for education geeks, you might already know that this is a place to get education news. Check out the 74million.org. New article analysis based on polling data, which we can get into whether or not it's accurate or not. However, new politics of education poll shows Americans think schools are important, need to be fixed. That, not culture wars, must inform the next election. There it is, Johnny. We've been saying it on this show. We've been proclaiming it loudly. Americans do love public education. However, I'm confused, though, but they need to be fixed. And I got deep into the reading of this, and I'm not necessarily sure, and I don't want to blow this out, but Johnny and I, we're taking it on, as we said on the Facebook advertising and Twitter, on the spot, here we are. If American schools, and you support them, if they need to be fixed, Johnny and I are asking listeners, what is it that you would fix first? If you're out there right now listening to the show and saying, you know, I do support my public education, but it does need to be fixed. What is that fix that you can imagine? Johnny, what do you think? American public education, good, however, needs to be fixed. First thoughts.
Well, man, that's opening a big can of worms, Tim. And I think it's an important conversation. And I agree. Cautiously agree with the 74million.org in that I do believe, if not the most important, one of the most important matters of the upcoming election is education. I think it ought to be 100%, and it's bipartisan in that sense. I think we need educators. We've talked about this the last couple of shows of over the past few months, really looking at, like, how do we train and empower educators, right? Teachers, school leaders, and folks who are on the front lines of learning in this country to have a strong voice in this democracy. And I think it's an absolute necessity to one of the, if not the most important issues, to one of the most important issues. Because I think, and where I depart from some of the sensational aspects that I feel are laid out in the 74 million in terms of instead of culture wars, I think that investing in education and strengthening and rethinking our education system is paramount to our ability to not be stuck in polarized culture wars, but actually solving the root causes of those.
Oh, wait. So you, okay. Gotta interrupt you. You're going then. You bought it. There's a problem with the American public school system, Johnny Lupinacci. Is that what you're saying? That it needs to be fixed? Dude, I'm holding you to that,
yeah,
man.
Yeah,
it sounds to me like you think there's an issue.
I don't think fix is the right word. I think radically reimagined. I think centered around local democracy and certainly including, and that's where I think I differ from the article and from the report, is that I think absolutely paramount to investing in really pulling democracy out of the ICU unit is our education system reimagined. And I think we do that around issues of social justice, sustainability, and democracy.
I don't know, man. Those don't sound like fixes. Those sound like liberal platitudes about BS crap that, you know, mushy, mushy, mushy. Right now, Americans, we should be taking advantage of this opportunity. In fact, you should be taking advantage of this opportunity out there listening. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. We know you love American public education, but it needs to be fixed. According to this poll, we're asking you to give us a call and tell us how we should fix them. Johnny Lupinacci, co-host of Busted Pencils, an educated educator, trying to talk education tonight, but giving us the fix for these kind of cushy things. I see what they're talking about here. I don't know. Something needs to be fixed. And when I'm looking for a fix, I mean, something must be wrong. Like, test scores are down. What's the issue here, man? Because right now, this is important because it says my next door neighbor, and we've talked about my next door neighbor many a time. My next door neighbor, typically, you know, you never know where they are. But right here, it says they believe in the American public school system. They just think it needs to be fixed. And Johnny, nothing in this piece says anything about social justice and democracy, dude. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
I said I'm going to depart from the piece a bit, and I agree with the whole I cringe at the word fix, because here's what I'm going to give you the metaphor for your neighbor. Your neighbor's car won't start, and mm-hmm. they're like, Tim, I got to fix my car. Okay. But you look at your neighbor and you say, here's the thing, we don't even make parts to fix that kind of car anymore, and in fact, we're really reimagining how we even do transportation in our neighborhood and community. And so I think instead of setting the table or the whole conversation around fixing something, I think we really reimagine what's possible given what we know is best for educating and the things that get brought up, like they're saying the majority really, or mm-hmm. a large number of people in this country value education. I'm gonna be judicious with the words. They value education, because what happens oftentimes is we've relegated responsibility to people to make decisions where they can co-opt the term fix into create markets for schools. Or, you know, if I say really, like, another analogy I'll give you is I might say with my neighbors, we really need better food in our community. We want more, you know, healthier restaurants to go eat at, better selection of produce at the grocery stores, whatnot, right? So if I say we got to fix that issue, then we mm-hmm. tend to relegate responsibility to fixing it to those deciding what options we have to go buy our food at. And I'm saying that's one way to look at it. I would nudge and urge us to think about it more locally and democratically around what if we resituate the problem of, again, if we use this metaphor around food, we resituate the problem on what can we do to reclaim our access to not only food, but food production, food sales, food preparation, and consumption in ways that are not only healthy, but culturally valued by the diverse people that are in our community. Instead of relegating that responsibility, or really, I'll be kind of flipping with it, shirking it to people who are going to make corporate decisions around what those choices of really no choice are going to be. So what I fear in the whole mask of fixing education is that there's already a solution on deck, and that solution is quite possibly packaged with a nice price tag around the privatization of our schools. Because if we say public schools are broken and we need to fix them, and then we say, and check it out, I got the new better model over here, and all we need to do is get everybody on board, or at least enough people on board, right, to say, yes, we need to fix something. And we'll say, see, we needed a fix, and we provided a fix, and here it is. It's the privatization of our schools. And boom, here we are.
Slippery slope, it sounds like. I mean, oh, my God. Okay, so we're going to sneak this in. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Everybody loves American public schools. They just need to be fixed, according to the 74million.org analysis, New Politics of Education. Poll shows Americans think they like their schools, but they need to be fixed. We're asking the question, well, Johnny, you went to it. Well, what the heck is broken then, right? Because before we fix it, we need to define the brokenness. And that's the part right now where we're asking a little bit into saying, if you believe schools need to be fixed, we want to hear what you think is broken. What is it that's broken? Because my man, the educated educator, Johnny Lupinacci, now kind of worked some magic there and started going, okay, when we define the brokenness, it could be that the solution has nothing to do with the reality of making education better, because we need to be really pointed about what broken, because you say, John, we don't like the word fix. Okay. I don't like the word fix necessarily either. However, you know, this is the deal, though. It is fixed, so there's a brokenness. And hey, check it out. So yeah, we're gonna push through here a little bit more. Got side directed there for a second. But you know, I know fix is one of those words that says it, but right there, it's broken. You kind of talked about that. All right. So if my neighbor's car, I don't want to get as deep as you got, because you already started talking about reimagining transportation.
Well, I mean, like, that's the deal. Like, really rethinking what is it we need in our local education system? What do we want its priorities to be around? Because I don't think that the education system necessarily is broken as much as I think the investment in democracy, the understanding of what citizenship needs to be in preparation for. So if we think about schools as an essential ingredient to citizens who can participate in democratic decision-making, then we start to think about, is it the school system that's broken, or is it the devaluing of preparation for participation in a democracy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of like, that's where I get with the transportation. If the purpose of a car is transportation, but really it becomes about, you know, an obsolete technology that is we're moving beyond and sort of re-envisioning how we move about.
Well, I'm telling you right here in the middle of Ohio, where I'm living right now, that you know, modes of transportation are diverse, Johnny Lupinacci. We have buggies and horses.
Hey,
you saying that's outdated and broken?
No, I said that we might all be in buggies and horses soon.
Nah, so American public education, Americans like it. They just think it needs to be fixed. It's busted pencils. Fully leaded education talk. When we get back, we're going to talk to Elizabeth from Madison. If you want to join us, 844-967-2789. Busted pencils, back after the break.